welcome to Who Would You Do With Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're back.
We're back.
With a very unspecial episode.
Very unspecial.
No, it's special.
It's extra special.
They're all special.
It's extra special.
They have a special place in my heart. It's like everything I do. That's special. I feel I've got a false sense of accomplishment place in my heart.
It's hard because if you live in LA and you're like not successful yet, the only special place you have in your heart is for things that are false sense of accomplishments. If I just let myself have pride for my actual accomplishments, I'd never feel pride. What have I done? Hosted a show that people hate at UCLA.
Saved millions of children in Africa, Robin.
Saved millions of children?
Yeah.
Through my jokes?
I performed for kings and queens. Oh, wait, no, that's just a dream I had. Yeah, no, I've done nothing.
Do you think you would have been a good jester back in the day?
My dad, when he was my age, was like already a doctor and had kids. And I have like problems.
Your dad had you guys?
I need to see a doctor.
You're 27, right?
I still act like a kid.
Your dad had you when you were 27?
Oh, my dad was, I think, younger. I think it was like already like an annoying three. I think my dad had my brother like the time. I turned 28 this month. This is my
happy birthday. We'll just mention that every podcast until it happens, and then
I'm thinking about throwing another surprise party.
Yeah.
For myself. Last year's surprise party is pretty good.
Hope you get yourself.
What?
I hope you get yourself.
Well, no. When I throw a surprise party, it's just like I don't plan anything, and then I'm surprised about what we do and how many people still came.
Wow, your parents had you guys really young.
Yeah. Yep.
Accident?
Big mistake. No. They had us on purpose. I mean, they had us on purpose. We were still a mistake, but they had us on purpose. They wouldn't say they didn't make a mistake. They just said that they purposefully had children.
Where are they from?
My parents?
Yeah.
My dad's from New York, New Jersey. People that grew up in New Jersey like to pretend they grew up in New York.
Yeah, I understand.
No. My dad was born in New York and then spent most of his childhood, like about half his childhood in New Jersey, the formative years.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is from Chicago. And they met at URI.
Why are they having kids so early?
Because it's a different time, Robin.
Well, the same
time
as my parents.
People were dying at like 60 back then.
No. My parents were 32 when they had me. They've got like a decade on your parents.
Well, and I was going to say that, you know, that means my parents will just like live another decade with me than yours, but I think yours are in like hella better shape.
Well, your mom's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, my mom is, you know, minus, you know, having diabetes.
But she's still really... It's not like that's her fault. Don't pick a bad picture of your mom. She's not, like, eating a fistful of McDonald's.
It's just a genetic thing. I've, like, probably got diabetes. I spend most days just worried about having diabetes because it's a genetic thing. My mom's actually, like the doctors say that she handles her diabetes better than anyone they've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
You can be that person. You can take over that, right?
What?
You're going to be the next best.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be the one. The doctors are like, you're the most unhealthy, healthy person I've ever seen in my life. You're like hovering right at the line of where like you're going to die. You're like right there where you're still healthy. They can't tell you there's anything wrong with you. But like you eat one day you're going to have that one Jolly Rancher that pushes you over the line.
What if it was a grape one? Ugh. What a waste.
I don't think we've even announced our topic for this week's episode, because who cares? Who cares about our topic for this week's episode? I don't. I love the movie, but I don't care about it as a topic. There aren't even any women in this movie.
There's two women.
Well, you know, one of them was a hermaphrodite, so she only half counts.
Are you talking about Jamie Lee Curtis?
That's right, everyone. I'm talking about Jamie Lee Curtis.
You don't think she's pretty?
What, do you know that she was born a hermaphrodite?
That's literal.
That's like you're actual. Not, no, I'm not. I'm not just making. I'm not just being sexist again, Robin. I'm saying this. This might be a rumor that was perpetrated by sexist people that I'm just
picking up on.
That I'm that I'm just pretending is the truth. But I'm pretty sure Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite.
Why would she announce that?
I don't think people announce a lot. I think a lot of things that come out of people aren't things about people aren't things that are announced. Look, it's hard to hide that you are a hermaphrodite. What?
It's an urban legend. Long-standing and unproven rumors, says the internet.
Says, like, the top internet
says
sites?
The top, like, five internet things. That doesn't make any sense. I don't think that...
But when I typed, real big when I typed in hermaphrodite and then wrote J, the top thing that popped up on...
I'm not saying it's not an urban legend.
So at least it's an urban legend. So she might be a hermaphrodite. No. And her hair kite isn't helping.
No, because her titties were so big. I don't think hermaphrodites have big old titties like that.
They do if Tony Curtis is your father.
When did boob jobs get invented? Did they get invented by the time that movie came out? In like 1983 it came out.
Well, I guess our audience does know what the movie... I guess we're not playing any big prank on our audience since we have like an icon that says what it is that they clicked on.
Yeah. And the answer is 1961. Ugh, what if you're the first... Who's the first lady to get breast implants? That's a fucked up woman. Want me to jam some shit in your boobs? Okay. Sounds fine.
Every woman I've ever been with has, by your description, gotten a boob job.
Gross. Cut open your boobs and insert saline samples.
That's different than me just jamming some shit inside your boobs.
Inside is too descriptive. Inside.
In between.
Gross. Every person, Josh?
No. Some of them didn't have big enough boobs.
Yeah,
some
that's
of them could
me.
Use the boob job.
If I did that some with them, anybody, it'd be pathetic.
Some could use some saline. Robin Higgins, titty. I don't like to use that language.
Okay, do you think he would have been a good court jester?
If someone was like, Robin, I really want to, you know, titty fuck, would you just be like, well, I guess that means we have to break up? It's not even that I want to break up, it's not even because you want to have, like, titty sex.
No, I'd just be like, well, I really want to have a big dick in my life, but I guess neither of us can be happy, can we?
Can't always get what you want.
Can't always get what you want. Shut the fuck up! Yeah, that's probably what... No, if someone said that to me, I don't know, I'd be upset. No, but answer my question now. This is the third time I've asked you. Do you think you'd be a good court jester back in the day?
Would I be a good court jester?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do. I think I'd be an excellent court jester. But mostly because I have an overinflated sense of ego.
But I'm saying that, like...
Overinflated ego.
A court jester also has to, like, be nice to the king. You know what I mean? You can't, like... pull any punches.
Yeah, that's right. I can't be like a roaster. Because I'm a court roaster.
Yeah, you get executed.
Soon I would be roasted. Now it is my turn to roast you, Sir Jester.
Right.
The better joke. His joke is definitely the better one. Unless he's not quite as clever as me. Just like, he wouldn't even do that. He wouldn't even stab you. He'd be like, just murder this person. Someone quickly murder him.
It's not even murder. It's like it's a king's killing us. It's like, dispose.
Squash this bug.
Yeah.
Squash this insect.
Like, if you were like the jester for like Joffrey from Game of Thrones, coming back soon. Ooh, Game
of Thrones. I would just walk out into the center of his hallway or whatever it is that leads to that throne.
Mm-hmm.
I would just take a knife and just slit my throat right there. I wouldn't even make a joke. Be like, let me just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm dead. I just know it. Like, I'm not going to risk torture. I'm just going to, like, walk in front of the court and kill myself now.
Yeah. That'd be terrible. I wonder, like, if my... natural sassiness, like, if could I have been a good domesticated housewife?
Woman, and therefore you are weak. Oh, I thought you were gonna say, could you be a good jester?
No, I'm saying,
I was
like,
only quoting Joffrey when I said that you are a woman and you are weak.
Who does he say that to? Sansa?
No, to his mom.
Oh.
She's like, my mother has recommended that I let you live, but she is a woman and she is
weak.
Oh,
right.
Sorry to ruin, we should probably note that no, we actually didn't really spoil
no,
anything.
No, we don't know who. No. We didn't spoil anything.
Yeah.
But I wonder, like, if I was, like, in like a housewife in like the 50s, like way before any hippies or like, you know, equal rights, if I would have been a good wife and like cooked all the shit correct and like bossed over the other wives, or if I would have gotten like in trouble for like having lip.
Well, do they know that you're half black?
There are black communities, whatever, it doesn't matter, whatever like stuck up like community I was in, because like everyone just was hella fancy back then in terms of clothes.
You like being hella, like, you like being like fake hella fancy.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I'd be bad at that, but I'm saying like, would I have been too feisty for like a husband and gotten like crushed?
Are you not too feisty for a husband?
I could have been married to so many people. Went to school in Georgia.
Could have gotten a ring, I figure. Yeah, okay, I could be married to so many people, too.
Yeah.
Neither of us want to be married to those people.
No. Or just in general. Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty much don't want to be married. Well, what No. I would like to be married, just not to someone that's willing to marry me. There's plenty of people I'd be like, oh, really? Sure.
Is there any situation where you would get married right now?
Yeah, if, like, a supermodel that was mega rich was like, marry me, no prenup.
So you'd only do it for money?
Oh, no. I'd just pretty much do it. If someone was just like, Josh, you can have sex with me. Would there be a situation? I mean,
like, perfect girl, she's in the country for 6 months, but then she's going to be deported forever, and she's from, like, England.
Oh, she's going to stay?
Yeah, what if she's just like, I can't continue.
I would totally not trust that person.
Let's say that for the reasons of this question, this person is trustworthy. Is there anything that can make you get married right now?
No, I mean, like,
if you knocked a girl up, would you get married to her?
She's not gonna.
She's not. Yeah, you made a mistake.
Not that I'm like trying to make any. Well,
let's say she's just like no.
Well, that is her decision, and it's my decision to change my name and move out of the country.
What if she was just like, I'm gonna live in LA, her parents are from here, it's this girl and her parents are from LA, would you move to New York? You would? No. Would you? Let's say you're dating this girl for 3 months and it's going really well. 3 months, you find out on the anniversary of your third month that she's pregnant and she just can't give it up. When she,
parents, why are you making me make all these real life decisions right now?
I'm just trying to figure out.
I float through life without treating any of it like it's real, except for my potential diabetes. I mean, no, I'm not going to do the wrong thing. I'm just going to take a bottle of sleeping pills.
What would you do? Would you stay with her? First of all, would you try to date with this person?
The show's not what would you do, it's who would you do and not that person.
All right, well, B, because you were complaining about the topic, I'm thinking of other things to talk about.
Okay. Was there any situation where I would get married right now?
So you're super in love with this girl at 3 months in.
When you say married right now, it's like how long am I with this person? How long do I get to be in a relationship with
3 months.
Person? And you get 3 months.
You get 3 months. You find out she's pregnant.
Decide if I'm marrying someone in 3 months.
I'm just saying, if you knocked up a girl and you really liked her, do you think you'd get married to her?
Look.
Before the baby came.
If we're talking about like some gorgeous, intelligent, funny, great sense of humor, aka laughs at all my jokes.
Let's say that that's true, but
all these things.
You don't. But it's only 3 months, so you don't know if there's like a crazy.
Like, money is taken care of for the most part. By me or her, just like it just is.
Let's say you both have the same job. You both are making the same amount of money.
Like, is that same amount of money the amount of money I'm currently making?
Yes.
Oh, God. No, I can't. Like, why would I get married to anyone right now?
You could. Because you get her pregnant. Would you get married and just be like, no? If she was like, look, she's obviously, if she's keeping it, she wants to get married.
Like, you know, it's like, I gotta be in love with this person.
You are.
If I was in, like, madly in love with this
person. You are, but it's only 3 months in, so you don't know if they're crazy. Are they madly in love with me,
or do they just secretly hate my guts?
No, they like you. It's a really good relationship, but it's new.
And they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would not jump into marrying them, but I would be like, let's
stay together.
You know, we're going to stay together and like try and raise this kid and
like as a couple, not like as two individuals raising one
child. Yeah, yeah, as a couple. And then like if things don't work out, you know, I have to worry about dealing with the kid between us, but I don't have to worry about a divorce on top of it.
What would you rather? Get genital herpes or get a girl pregnant who wouldn't give it up?
I'm not trying to, like...
Would you rather be a father or have genital herpes forever?
Either way, I'm risking not getting laid very much. And in one of those situations, I have a kid. But, you know, like, there's the duality of me thinking, like... A, I really want a kid because I think, like, you know, little Edelman would be amazing.
Uh-huh.
Make him, you know, like, live vicariously through him.
Or her, all the things her, 50% chance.
Robin, I mean, if we're going to do this, we're going to be real and recognize that I'm not going to have a girl.
Yeah, all your sperms are just men.
They're dead. I look like someone that has men babies.
Oh my god.
Virile men.
Yeah, so does my dad. He's 6'4 and can dunk, and he had two girls.
He's a little bit skinny. Doesn't have that man on him like I do. Got a lot of man in me.
You might be ladies. Sterile. Sorry.
You might be sterile also, or that's not
double
the right
sterile.
Word.
It's the right word.
Yeah. Psh, there you go.
No, I've had 10
you
abortions.
You might be all vasectomied up.
Vasectomied up?
Yeah. Might be all...
Wait, okay, no. Genital herpes or the kid?
Man.
I'm assuming
this
kid before AIDS,
is
right?
Assuming I have neither.
Let's say kids before... you'd take kid before AIDS, right?
I would take kid before AIDS. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so genital...
AIDS, like, is AIDS really, like, that big a problem these days?
Let's say you're not going to die from AIDS, but you'll have it.
Do people... Yeah, people do still die from AIDS.
Hella people still die from AIDS.
That was going to be a real, like, uninformed comment I was about to make.
The first of you've ever made.
The first one. We try to keep our listeners getting... We want our listeners to get smarter listening to our show, uh-huh. Not dumber.
Uh-huh.
So, but someone of my socioeconomic... stature mm-hmm. could probably survive and live with AIDS.
Yeah, let's say you're not going to die of AIDS, but you will have it. You have to like constantly be like doing the medical tests, telling
this
people.
I love how these are actual like situations. You know what? You know what I choose, Robin, of the options? Abstinence. It's served me well thus far, whether by choice or by circumstance.
No, you can't weasel out of this. You have to answer.
Marry, murder, fuck. AIDS, a baby, or herpes. Well, I'm gonna marry... would you take AIDS or herpes?
AIDS or herpes? Herpes.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Herpes or baby? AIDS or baby?
Baby.
Okay, herpes or baby. Fuck. Man, how badly we don't want herpes. or a baby.
And it's like today. I need to consult with our gear.
I'm going to say this. You can still do stand-up with herpes. And AIDS. But not a baby.
But would Argyris leave me if I had herpes? Because he
would Argyris leave you if you had a baby?
Oh, no. He'd be so responsible. He'd be trapped right? immediately.
See, Argyris would totally Mr. Mom that.
Yeah, he'd be real bitter, though. He'd hate
have
me. He'd hate me forever. You'd have whatever bitch is there. She's not going to leave.
Keyword there is bitch. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, ladies out there that listen to this podcast. I'm a very attractive, cool, sensitive man who... Who might choose herpes over a child.
Okay, if I was single, you have to choose herpes. Because I'm not fucking raising a kid alone.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. It would just stay here, Josh. You know, you'd have to leave. If I get pregnant and I was single and I couldn't get an abortion, you would have to move out of your apartment. Would you? You'd move out. That's how
I'd move out if you got herpes.
That's how our old, third apartment.
We both might have to move out if Dave has AIDS.
Oh my god. No, but our third roommate, Dave, had to leave his previous apartment because his roommate got pregnant. And he she was just, showing more and more, and she didn't have a car, and she was really, irresponsible. She would bike everywhere, ride her bike everywhere. And so he just moved out in, anticipation of her asking for too many rides. So which one, Josh, finally? Herpes or baby?
Well, if I had a baby, at least I'm not sterile.
Yes.
I mean, the problem with the baby question is it just depends on the situation.
I told you already, you like the woman, but it's 3 months in and you don't really know her that well, but you really like each other so far.
Baby's definitely more expensive. I don't have to tell people about the herpes.
or the baby. You can just abandon the shit out of her baby.
One's easier to hide.
Let's put it this way. If you really emotionally commit, you can abandon that baby. You can pick up and move to New York.
True. It's just like acting. All it is acting. You just gotta get into character.
Could you do that, though?
My character is gonna be like, I'm not a terrible person. I just made a mistake. And I need to leave. I need to trade places with somebody else. Which brings us to our topic.
You never answered! You have to answer!
Well, ladies, I want you to know first off, before I answer this question, I have neither AIDS, a baby, or herpes.
There he is, all three.
But if I had to choose, I would definitely marry the baby. Have sex with herpes, because there's a good chance I won't get it. Is there a better chance, if you have sex, unprotected sex with someone with AIDS versus someone with herpes?
Are they in the middle of a flare-up? If they're not in a flare-up, it's definitely you have a better chance of getting AIDS. If they are, you probably have a better chance of getting herpes.
Who's having sex while they got flare-ups going on? That doesn't seem...
Trashy people?
I mean, I guess that's what's happening, because all these people are catching herpes from one another.
No, you can get it without, too, but I think that the chances are lower.
What's, you just get it because you had sex with someone that has herpes?
Yeah. What other way do you think people got it?
That's how you get herpes?
We're not... You better just answer, because now the podcast is becoming terrible, because you're not answering.
No, the podcast has been excellent.
Okay, so answer the question, and we'll move on to the topic.
I mean, if I'm having this baby with this girl I like, it's a beautiful thing. I'm bringing life into the world. I'm bringing an Edelman into the world. This kid's going to be great. He's probably going to be good at magic tricks and stand-up comedy and music and filmmaking and tennis and basketball.
Bullshitting. Great at swindling.
He's probably gonna be, if he's anything like his father, he's going to be great at sex. swindling. I'm going to have this kid. This kid sounds like a good kid. I'm in love with his mother. She must be hot. She must have a great personality. I mean, hell, she likes me. She definitely has a great personality. Uh-huh. At least good taste.
All right. We decided.
Yeah, fuck herpes and AIDS.
Man. Ugh. You don't even have to have the baby. I would have to have the baby. That's much worse.
I can abandon it, anytime.
You could.
listen, here's the thing. You can't abandon AIDS or herpes. You can't just run away and change your name and move to Europe.
And not have herpes. That'd be great if you could abandon herpes. If by just switching your identity, I'm going to get confused and leave.
That's the short and long of it.
Oh my god.
I often use phrases. Sometimes I think I'm making up a phrase.
Yeah, you're making up lots of phrases. I usually don't call you out.
I'm constantly making up phrases, misusing them. Just trying to say something that sounds like a phrase that has no meaning whatsoever. I wish you'd call me out on it more.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
I'll do it if you want to.
No.
You need one more thing of me nagging you? Do we have enough? No.
No, I take that back. I think I just dropped... Never mind.
something disgusting. What were you
doing? Well, no, I was playing with these caps for a cap gun.
And the Pez dispenser?
I don't know. I wasn't playing with the Pez dispenser, but I just dropped it and it fell into my pants.
Have fun.
So there's like gunpowder down there somewhere.
It's like an exciting discovery for you later. Okay, let's get on to the topic.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What's our topic?
The classic 1983 comedy, Trading Places.
You know, I felt like we're really jumping into the topic quickly today.
There's no need to rush through it.
Robin and I watched it last night. Well, we sort of watched it. Robin watched it. I went into a diabetic coma.
Yeah. On our Netflix. It's pretty good.
It's on Netflix, everybody. Netflix. Who Would You Do? Brought to you by Netflix.
Who Would You Do? Netflix. Ooh, I would totally do that red envelope.
There's a lot of things on Netflix I would do.
Is there a porn Netflix? It's just so free that you don't need
the internet?
Is that, yeah. Is there like a central hub? Shouldn't there just be a Netflix porn?
There's plenty. Just, if you have any questions, just ask me after the show. I could write a book.
Gross.
On Netflix. I can tell you everything that's on Netflix. When... I'm one of the people that watches Netflix. When Robin and I decide we're going to watch something, I choose Netflix.
No one knows what you're talking about.
I know. I figured you'd explain it. I figured you'd
Josh
make fun of me.
Josh likes to, instead of actually picking anything that's on Netflix, just scroll through it for literally hours.
I just want to know what's on Netflix. I want to know if there's anything that has been added to, like, a nook or crevice in Netflix I haven't seen yet.
There's new releases. You can just check that.
I should really start. I bet if I started, like, a What's on Netflix, like, short video that I did every day on the internet, I could probably be rich, right?
Definitely.
What's on Netflix with Josh?
What's on Netflix with Josh?
I just scroll through Netflix and talk about it. Or we videotape me scrolling through Netflix while you and whoever else is with us yells at me to pick something.
You know what's actually a good
idea? I mostly just sit there and wonder why nobody takes the remote from me.
You should. That eventually
it's
does
almost,
happen.
It's almost a game for me
it's
to see how
long.
It's because
we're humoring you. We like to humor you because also you get a real big stink if you get taken away too early.
I also like to humor you guys with my jokes.
Mm-hmm. You know what you should do, which would be a good idea, is a blog about Netflix. Like, you could check it and be like, what should you watch? What's been added? When does stuff get taken away? Mm-hmm. That'd be useful.
Let people know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, well, I think you should ask me first about the topic.
So, it's okay that I fell asleep last night because I've seen the movie. Literally, if I calculate correctly, I think I, like, counted every time I watched it a bajillion times.
I see.
Bajillion 23 times.
Right.
They could pretty much do the dialogue along with them in that film. It's one of my favorite movies growing up. Watched it a million times. It was during that like 5-year period of time where Eddie Murphy was a comedic genius.
Yeah. Yeah. Much less annoying.
He was so good. God, what has happened to Eddie Murphy?
Money. Lots of money. I guess he already had money.
I know. If he only changed...
But he wasn't used to having it.
If he only actually changed in the positive ways his character in Trading Places changed when he got money. So, yeah, let's start off with Eddie Murphy's character in the film.
Okay. Well, so it's kind of hard to answer that because, first of all, he, like, is a hobo. And he's like a grungy hobo. He's, like, pretending he doesn't have feet. I'm like...
I can see!
Yeah.
I have legs!
I mean, there's definitely... Like, he's super attractive, for sure. He's very cute. Lots of dropping the faggot and the N-bomb in this film. He's not used
to
that.
He's allowed to drop the N-bomb.
He doesn't drop it. The old white dudes do.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But they're playing racists.
Right. Right. But but still, if you had racists in a movie, I guess. Well, never mind. I was gonna say it wouldn't happen today in Django. but yeah, it's surprising. But okay, super cute. But, I mean, he's a hobo. I mean, yeah, sure. If I, like, met him...
Then he's a rich guy.
If I met him... Yeah, they definitely just, like, transform. I would like to see...
It was a little bit of an unbelievable transformation.
It's super unbelievable.
I mean, I guess it's just a comedy, because he's just, like, he's homeless, then he's next day, he's like, oh, I think you should purchase I think you should purchase orange juice, because the orange juice markets are, you know, buying their orange juice right now, because they got to get up early for breakfast.
Yeah, his entire, like, way that he talks changes, too. He's, like, super Ebonics in the first, like, 10 minutes, and he's just like,
But he is a smart guy. Even when he is the homeless guy, he does play, like, a clever homeless guy.
Yeah. I've told you about that documentary where they gave this homeless guy, like, $10,000, right?
And he just blew it
all. He just blew it. In the worst way possible.
How?
Just by, like, spending it. He, like, bought, like, a truck for this girlfriend, this gross hobo girlfriend that he had, and then just, like, squandered it.
I'm rich! I got a truck. Where's the rest of the money?
And then he stopped talking to the documentary crew.
You actually have to make payments every month.
Yeah.
You can only do a down payment.
And then he just, like, stopped talking to the film crew eventually. Because he became all salty. Hobos are the worst. I hate hobos. But, I mean, this character, for sure. I do.
One of the revealing things.
I really do.
There's no hobo you would have sex with.
I mean, I guess I can't 100% know. I bet, you know what hobo I'd have sex with? One of those, it would be like...
A street performer?
No. If I was super drunk, and then there was like a young hobo who's like college age, but he's a hobo, and he goes to UCLA frat parties, and he just looks like a super grungy hipster dude.
I had a friend who was dating someone on OkCupid that they weren't sure whether or not they were homeless.
How can you be dating someone on OkCupid?
Well, they like were going out, and she would be like, oh, just meet me here. And, like on her profile, I was like, I'm into outdoorsy stuff. And my friend was just like, I'm not sure. I think she might be homeless. She's an artist. We keep meeting at places.
Yeah. So, like, if there was, like, a hobo that just straight up tricked me, because hipsters and hobos do look similar. I know it's, like, a very common joke, but that is true. In terms of, like, beardiness.
Definitely.
Plaid shirt.
Definitely, and they both smell.
Well, I think it depends, but yeah, for sure. I have known some smelly hipsters in my day.
Me too.
There was my ex-boyfriend was super hipster.
Ugh.
And then he had this, like, even the hipsters that you don't even think exist, that are like, if there was a cartoon about hipsters.
Robin, I went to NYU. I've seen them all.
Have you seen? These are like the southern ones, though. These are ones that, like, all of them had rat tails and just, ooh, like, yeah.
You could be a hipster with a rat tail?
This is the southern hipster.
Sounds more like a hickster.
It is. It's good.
I would call it a hickster.
Yeah, what definitely.
Do you think? Did I coin that?
It's very good.
Am I rich?
I hope that you coined it.
Is that how you get rich? If you coin something, do you become rich?
Well, there's that episode of Curb with Richard Lewis, who claims to have invented the blank from hell.
He should be rich.
He's not rich for that. But,
Well, I'm going to be rich for Hickster. You heard it here. Copyright, who would you do? Josh Edelman, 2013.
These hipsters all had rat tails, and they smelled so bad. They just never showered, and they wore the same tank top every day that I saw them for, like, 5 days in a row. And I hated them. Oh, my God. Ugh, I can't explain. It's just like...
You got a lot of hate in your heart.
I got a lot of hate
hobos,
in my heart.
You hate hobos. You hate hipsters.
Like we said, we're very similar. It's not true.
You hate babies.
Here's something you can coin.
You hate babies?
Yeah, I hate babies.
Are you going to hate your baby?
No, it'll be dead.
You're gonna hate your baby so much.
Why? Where's this baby coming? I'm gonna be different in like 10 years. I'm gonna be different.
The thing is, we don't have to worry about Robin. She's getting rid of it.
Yeah, definitely. 10 billion times. Robin's
never gonna be in that predicament I'm in.
No, I would. Yeah, that is one thing that is scarier for you guys,
right? We have no power. We have no control.
Yeah, that's real. But yet, you guys are the ones pressuring no condoms.
We have no right and no control.
Not that you should. You know how terrible that would be if you guys got the decision?
Yeah, we, like I said, you have the decision to have or have not your child. We have decision to have or have not our current name and address.
No, here's a term you can coin. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is what I am. I am...
Wait, just before we can be clear, I can coin this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am a Wigger for Jewish people. And it's really pathetic, but I realize that's where I am.
Oh, there's already the Jigger.
That exists, really?
I don't know. Sounds like it. Well, the Jigger doesn't
that
sound
sounds
right.
Like that a disease.
That doesn't sound... That sounds wrong on a lot of levels. Scratch that word. That's the J word. The J word is done.
But yeah, you coined that.
You know what? I'm gonna leave that one to our German audience out there. To our German listeners, please send in the term for a Jewish Wigger.
No. A Jewish Wigger is a Jewish Wigger. It's a Wigger for Jewish people. You have to
Jew Wigger. Does that
still
sounds
sound wrong? Terrible.
Well, because it ends in a W, doesn't he just add the Igger?
Jewigger?
That you sounds Wigger like a... at the end of Jew.
No, this, I don't think you should use Wigger in it.
This show is wrong on so many levels. You do realize, like, I basically sacrificed my ability to become president when we started doing this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was on my bucket list, be the president.
And everyone knows that I forced you into this podcast, so... It's really my fault.
And I can no longer be the president because of this podcast.
Also
because
of your beard.
And also because of my religion.
Too many pictures of that beard. No, it shouldn't have the word Wigger in it at all. It should be its own thing.
I don't know. You're whatever it is, you think you're at. That's what all people that like feel like they could tell Jewish jokes because they're friends with Jews are.
Yeah.
So that's not how it works.
What Jewish jokes am I telling?
No, you're mostly just saying racist or anti-Semitic comments.
Yeah, and like you're saying a bunch of sexist comments. I gotta have some kind of fire to fight you with.
Because you definitely can't fight my manness over here.
I want to tell the jokes that did I tell the jokes that I wrote for the Purim dinner that I performed at?
No, this is a perfect time to hear them.
It is.
Robin was invited to do a porn show because they didn't know about me. And someone didn't tell them that they're great Jewish comedians.
Yeah, I should have unbooked myself. Sorry about that.
It's all right. I forgive you. But so she did a porn show. She was really nervous because, you know, it's a bunch of Jews and she's a shiksa. And
that's not why. It's because it was religious Jews.
Yeah, it was religious Jews and you're, yeah, real. That's what I'm sorry. I meant to say they were like, I barely consider myself Jewish. I'm Jewish.
That's the least true thing I've ever heard. That's like your main identifier. If you had to be like things that I identify with, that would come right after
being
man.
Being Jewish?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not religious.
Yeah.
I'm religiously agnostic, culturally Jewish.
Right.
But anyway, moving on, Robin had a porn show, and let's hear some of these jokes.
What's the only type of ham that Jewish people like?
Oh, you did tell me some of them.
Abra. They all tensed up real bad when I told them set up for that one. You were not going to like it.
We do not like ham here, Robin.
Or mentioning that we don't like
ham. Abraham!
What do you call a booklet promoting Jewish food?
What?
You call it a kosher brochure. And this one got the best reception at the show. What did the Jewish sorority girl say?
What?
She's just like, my date last night, he totally gefelted me up.
Did you hear about the Jewish pedophile?
No.
Hey, kid, you want to buy some candy?
That one would have gotten me in trouble.
That one would have gotten you in trouble. It's a good thing you didn't take my jokes.
That's very funny.
Yeah, my Jewish jokes are offensive to non-Jews. And Jews alike. I'm not even going to go into them on another episode.
Another episode.
Purim episode. Oh, I'd love to do a Jewish holiday episode, but you know nothing about them.
I know about Purim now, kind of.
You there's know about Esther and Mordecai.
Yes. And then there's the evil guy.
Named Haman.
Yeah, and you're supposed to drink so much that you can't tell the difference between the nice guy and the mean guy.
You're supposed to get drunk. You're supposed to drink so much that your liver explodes and you have to go to the hospital, but they can't operate on you till after sundown.
Wait, no, that's not a thing, is it?
No, it's not. Oh, okay. Crazy. This week on Crazy Religious Beliefs. Man, some people are crazy, though.
Oh, yeah. Religious people. Those are those people.
People that really believe in anything. Like, yeah. Hardcore.
Yeah. All right, so let's go. Even though you said that she was a
hermaphrodite,
what do you think about Jamie Lee Curtis?
Not Jamie Lee Curtis now, Jamie Lee
the, Jamie Lee in Curtis the Trading now. Places, the oh, hooker man. Character.
Oh, totally hot. Great tits.
Huge titties.
Great.
I did not know that.
Smoking huge titties. And great body. And no more penis. Okay face. Sort of a butter face.
The yeah, most, yeah, why? Probably, I was wondering.
Probably, Jamie Lee Curtis is probably the world's most famous butterface.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got
no, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
But Maggie Gyllenhaal's not even, not as much of a butterface, because her body's not as good as Jamie Lee Curtis's body.
Yeah, Jamie, man, I couldn't believe it. I guess I had never really seen movies with her when she was young.
Maggie Gyllenhaal has more of like a butterface. Jamie Lee Curtis is a butterface.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Like Maggie Gyllenhaal looks like melting butter.
Oh.
Butter melting. Jamie Lee Curtis just looks like a dude with a woman's body.
Yeah, and I can't believe she's always had that haircut.
Yeah.
She just really wants that haircut.
She just really doesn't want to dispel any of those rumors.
So, what about the character?
I mean, she's a hooker, so she knows what she's doing. Well,
probably
she's very...
has herpes or AIDS, though. Yeah. I guess not AIDS if it's 83.
But not a baby.
Not a baby.
Not having a kid. Maybe having a kid.
The character?
I guess it's in the 80s. I don't know. What was the deal with abortion in the 80s?
Who was around?
What was Roe v. Wade?
Before that.
You're the feminist on the podcast, you should know.
I'm just concerned. 1973.
73.
Yeah.
Yeah, the herpes is definitely scary. I'm really not trying to, like, marry any prostitutes or anything. But she was one of those hookers with a heart of gold.
Yeah, often portrayed in movies and nowhere else.
I like to think that they're out there.
Why is that so popular? Just because, like, you get to save them?
Yeah, save them from the life of servitude.
And also because they like to fuck.
Yeah.
Or at least can. Will fuck.
I don't know if they all like to fuck.
But they will.
They will get by. To get their crack. Get their crack on.
But I'm,
You know, Winthrop was able to fall in love with her. It's like a, you know, social, you know, where's my social standing at the time? Is it where it is right now, where I have no girlfriend?
Yes.
And my girlfriend could be hot Jamie Lee Curtis. but she's like, you know, the intelligent, sweet hooker with a heart of gold. Yeah. Why not? Save her. Can't save anyone. I can barely save myself. Barely getting by on my own.
How many... Do hookers get married, do you think?
Well, there was that movie, The Girlfriend Experience, where she had a boyfriend.
Is that a real movie?
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
But no, it's real or it's a fictional character?
Sasha Gray plays the character.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do you think that...
Is Sasha Gray the world's most famous porn star right now?
I think so. I know who she is.
Jenna Jameson?
I know that name, but I couldn't, like, draw a picture of her.
But the picture is more Sasha Gray.
Yeah, but that's just because I watched Entourage.
Uh-huh.
If it wasn't for that, then probably don't know anyone else. But okay, so like hookers must have like
Reg's customers, right?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So then, the hooker I see has...
So then people must fall in love with them.
Just kidding, potential voters.
Do you think most people fall in love with the hooker that they're seeing? Because they're probably really lonely, right? No, if you're going to a hooker every
most
month...
Most people usually see a hooker and then cry about doing it later.
You're talking about, like, nice guys. Probably the creepy guys that go all the time.
the creepy guys that go all the time?
Yeah.
Do they love their hooker or they lust after their hooker? Do they know what love is? Is love a real concept to them?
I feel like
they love getting off.
Like, I know that my really creepy uncle went to hookers a lot.
Really?
Well, exclusively, because he's super
exclusively?
Weird.
Exclusively?
Yeah, no, he's super... If he had sex with... We think. The family thinks. But, like, he was too weird to ever get a date, ever get a girlfriend. He's, like, is probably just, like, has some kind of undiagnosed mental problem. But then, if you're ever mentioning hookers in conversation, he'll, like, start talking about how great and nice they are.
Oh, hookers?
Yeah. Basically.
They treat you real well.
Yeah. So, he must...
give them a lot of money.
So, he must, like, he's creepy, but I bet he can maybe fall in love with them. Ugh, that'd be awful.
So, I guess creepy people fall in love with them. Nice guys cry about it later.
If you're a hooker, you can have sex with either a guy who's doing it, like, who's, like, a regular dude, then, like, feels guilty about it later, or, like, a sociopath. Some of them might be hot. Or just, like, really dysfunctional guys that could not get fucked. I know
or a... Or really fucking fat people.
Yeah.
I knew this fat guy that used to go to hookers. Kid I went to college with would just, like, one day tell me about how he went to hookers.
Ugh. How do you start that conversation?
You have no inner monologue. You're 330 pounds because you really care less about what people think about you. And you tell me because I'll listen.
What did he say about them? Just like, yep.
I think it was like accusing him of not having sex.
Oh.
And he was like, I've had sex. And then his proof was that he went to hookers.
Gross.
Or I think he was talking about having sex, and I was telling him I didn't believe him, and then he told me to prove it that he was doing it with hookers.
I feel like Jamie Lee.
He used to also tell me about having, like, really sad sex with this other, like, really fat girl, which I kind of also don't believe, and think he was just telling me because it sounded like a believable story.
Why was it sad?
What?
Why was it sad?
Because they were just doing it because they were both really fat. I mean, this guy had problems beyond being just fat.
Right.
All right? He had just a lot of personality quirks, to say the least.
Yeah, so if you're a hooker, you can have sex with those three types of people. Be unpleasant. So I feel like it'd be quick cash. You could get over emotionally.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're quitting your job.
It's true. You don't mind if I just bring a train of guys through here, do you?
It pays better than tutoring. It's quicker, too, and less painful.
I don't know about that. Ugh. Yeah, that's awful. All right. I feel like we covered Jamie Lee. What about as a...
That's Jamie Lee Curtis has been covered.
What about just as a person, as, like, Jamie Lee Curtis?
Covered in semen.
Gross.
As a person, Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
She's like a stand-up person, right? She's doing charities and promoting Activia and all that shit.
Yeah, she seems nice. She's got hella money. Her house is hella nice.
She comes, she's a Hollywood royalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Who is her mom again?
Oh, she has her mom?
Yeah. Mm. Her dad is Tony Curtis.
That guy sings... Is that who Tony
Janet Lee,
is?
Janet Lee.
Who's Janet Lee?
Janet Lee? Janet Lee is a famous actress.
Oh.
She starred in, Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong person.
Oh, look, she's Jewish. I see. Both of them are. Wow. Mm-hmm. Her mom is, like, extremely hot face.
Oh, yeah. Her mom is super hot. Psycho. She's the psycho chick.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's super famous.
Yes.
Is Tony Curtis ugly or something?
No, Tony Curtis was like a handsome leading man in his day.
I guess. Yeah, wow. You'd think that her face would be better than that.
The hermaphrodite theories don't come from nowhere.
But those titties. All right.
Well, here, okay, so let's say this, you know. Jamie Lee, they're obviously not waiting for Jamie Lee. Let's say, hypothetically, or unhypothetically speaking, Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite. The doctors and the family is not going to be like, well, let's wait till she's older and she can make a decision about what sex she wants to be.
Right.
So you're the parent, and you have this child. Mm-hmm. He's got a penis and a vagina.
Uh-huh.
Which one are you leaving?
Well, usually it's not, like, two that are the same. Usually, like, one will be fucked up, and you just choose. And I think it's easier to lop off a dick.
Than to sew up a vagina.
Also, like, okay, let's say that you have two half genitals. You have, like, a vagina that's small, or a dick that's tiny and misshapen. Which one do you want to leave? You know what I mean?
And I guess, yeah, but I'm also saying, you know, like, do you think it's easier to be the woman that has some sort of, some, like, male shit going on than it is? It's obviously
easier. Because you cut it off.
Yeah, and it's also, I'm also just saying, like, you'll either be, like, a super effeminate man or, like, probably a somewhat masculine chick. Like, Jamie Lee Curtis seems like a somewhat masculine chick.
It's just because her face has, like, angles in it, though.
She's tall, broad, she's got a very defined jawline, short hair. Let's see, how tall is Jamie Lee Curtis? 5'9". It's pretty tall. But great boobs.
Alright, I feel like we
Here's a hot picture of Jamie Lee Curtis with long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you just do that more often? Man, she looks great.
She likes the long short hair.
Yes, 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 Jamie Lee Curtis with this long hair right here. Alright, so we're almost an hour into our podcast, and we've done two of the characters.
Well, good thing there's only two more. We don't have to talk about them that long.
Dan Aykroyd.
Young Dan Aykroyd.
Young Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd's character from the movie.
Right. Okay. Well, probably, yeah, right? He went to Harvard.
Oh, he's such a prick.
But he changes. Just like Eddie Murphy changes.
But don't you just fucking hate him?
At the beginning, he's terrible. But I was also most at the beginning looking at how nice his hair looks. His hair looks amazing.
You're just hypnotized by his appearance and wealth, just like all the other women in the world.
No, not really so much his face. Just the hair looked really good. It was very shiny.
Let's keep talking about people's wonderful hair, Robin.
Like, you just talked about Jamie Lee Curtis's tits for an hour, all right? I fucking sat here and listened to it. It didn't hurt my feelings. You're allowed to be into tits. I'm allowed to look at hair and like it.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Go on. Let's hear more about Dan Aykroyd's luscious, beautiful, flowing locks of gold.
Oh, brown.
Brown.
Auburn. Yeah, they looked good. But then I tried to Google it later, and there weren't any really pictures where his hair looked as good.
Because he had makeup people, Robin. They have makeup people in movies, okay?
You assume he always have them.
You know what? In my web series that I am working on, we did some fake hair on me, too. Just saying. Might not be real. It's amazing what they can do with makeup, Robin.
Maybe. And he wrote Ghostbusters, so that's...
No, Winthorpe did not write Ghostbusters.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Robin, he's too busy looking at his beautiful hair in the fucking mirror.
Okay, the first part of that movie, he's the worst, absolutely. No, I hate him.
The second part of the movie, he's way too poor for you.
Yeah, but then
you already talked about how much you hate hobos.
He was never strictly a hobo.
He
never spent one night on the streets. He was with Jamie Lee.
Yeah, the Hoover, the heart of gold.
Yeah.
Boobs of gold.
The boobs of gold. Those would be really pokey and scary. But then the second half of the movie, definitely. It'd be great if you could catch him with that transition, because then you could share his wealth.
I think this Jamie Lee Curtis photo might be becoming some computer wallpaper.
So,
like, rich end of the movie Dan Aykroyd
is the best, yeah. Because he's so nice, right? And then he's friends with Eddie Murphy.
You prefer him to rich end of the movie Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, because...
Eddie Murphy's going to have hella more jokes.
But he was a hobo. I don't want to marry an ex-hobo.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You're going to marry an ex-hobo?
If they got their shit together and became mega wealthy.
Well, if Dan Aykroyd stayed a hobo, I'd marry Eddie Murphy instead.
I can't believe this.
Eddie Murphy, what are you going to talk about? What are you, besides jokes?
What are you going to talk about with Dan Aykroyd? His beautiful hair and stocks? And how,
Yeah, I'm into intellectuals.
How Orange Juice is doing?
Yeah, he probably doesn't care. He seems like he's just better educated than a hobo.
He seems so boring. Eddie Murphy seemed, like, fun. Like, you can get into
just
some...
Just because he had jokes?
You get into some nonsense with him.
But at the end of the day, Dan Aykroyd showed that he was nice and could, like, overcome. And he was the one teaching Eddie Murphy, like, how to do the orange juice at the very end.
Yeah, because that's all he fucking talks about.
He did suck a lot before...
At what point in the movie did Dan Aykroyd do something interesting?
When he dressed up in that Santa costume and almost shot people.
Like, Eddie Murphy was out having a good time. He was being funny. He was partying. Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy is, like, rich and cool and fun to hang out with in that movie. Sorry, he just happens to be Black Robin. Apparently, that's your big decider.
Are you happy you got to pretend like that's the reason? No, if it was the opposite way, I would pick Eddie Murphy. Well, I'm saying, what are you going to talk about with its hobo? When I was a hobo, this is what I was doing, okay?
Maybe he's got a, you know, he grew up, it's environment, Robin. It's environment.
Also, Dan Aykroyd never said faggot.
He was...
Okay? He did say Negro, though. That's not good.
And only one of them refers to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to change my vote.
Or affects you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine.
What about the
ending of our show, if we're even going to do that.
No, then yeah. What about the fiance?
I mean, who am I going to do? I'm going to do her again and again and again. Although, Jamie Lee has a better body overall.
Uh-huh.
The other one, she was just a little skinny.
Did you see her, though? Was amazing. She was crushed into Mr. Just weird dresses.
There's that scene
she was naked. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
An early childhood boner jam. That's all I needed. It was about, like, the 30 seconds where she was, like, in her underwear, topless. She was topless, wasn't it? Did you see her topless?
I think she had a bra on. Okay, you know, you're Dan Aykroyd, and you're filming that, and you're hugging her, you just have a boner the whole time, and you're like, hey, sorry. And then you start filming?
Dan Aykroyd's a professional.
Wouldn't any dude get a boner if they hugged that girl?
What you do is you tape your penis up up against
your... You can still feel it.
Yeah, if you're like, pressed up against
him. But aren't they, like hugging?
I don't think it's... No, she hides behind him, and they, like, hold each other, you know, at a distance where the taped-up boner wouldn't be affecting her.
But in general...
She's probably, like, mad into Dan Aykroyd at the time. He's a big superstar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you probably still care.
Dan Aykroyd.
It's probably just flattering,
he's
right?
He's got the beautiful locks of steel.
It's probably concerning if it doesn't happen.
Right?
You're just like, oh, fine. Dan I am Aykroyd's a beautiful actress they cast.
But they were all more into Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was a real superstar at the time. Or I guess he was just becoming one. That was his second movie. But he was getting big and quick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're both superstars. Eddie Murphy would be way more successful with women. In general, right? If you set them both in
probably,
their prime...
Because Eddie Murphy is like a rock star.
There's no denying him. Yeah, he would...
He's the rock star of comedy.
Yeah.
There's probably no comedian that has ever been more of a rock star than Eddie Murphy.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, just look at what he wore. He dressed like Michael Jackson when he did his stand-up routines. There's also the butler. I mean, there's a whole bunch of dudes for you. Just like,
but the rest
quick,
of them are,
right,
like,
Mary,
all old.
Mary Murderfuck.
Okay.
The butler, but he's, like, 10 years older. Or Randolph or Mortimer.
The butler's the only nice one. Oh, this is the final thing?
Yeah, because we didn't cover them. We're already at a fucking hour. No one else wants to listen to this talk anymore. People have already done us the favor of suffering this far.
What are you talking about? Everybody loves our podcast. It's the best.
I'd like to thank all our friends out there that still support us and listen to this.
That's right. Okay, fine. I'd marry the butler, and...
You're going to be so much poorer than if you married...
No, not the end of the Randolph movie.
Randolph and Mortimer.
Not the end of the movie. They all lose all their money.
That's true, that's true.
Marry the butler, and then I...
Let's say they still have all their money.
I'd kill the fatter old one. And do the skinnier old one.
But the fatter old one's the nicer one.
Yeah, it is okay.
Yes.
What about...
Yeah, but if you married him, you'd be so hella... Okay, we're saying, like, pre them losing all their money, you'd be so hella fucking taken care of. Those guys have, like, their own room at the stock
But the exchange. Butler has hella money afterwards.
Just cheat on... Yeah, that's true. You could just cheat on them. Have all their money.
I would just become like that prissy fiance and be annoying all the time.
All right, so who are you gonna make me choose between?
Okay. The hooker character, the fiance character, or Jamie Lee Curtis when she's 45.
Well, the fiancé comes from a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is a prostitute. And that's just not going to really fly with me being married to her.
But so, she, at the end of the movie, she, like, stops, right? She's all smart and stuff. And
yeah, when she gets that money and stuff, when the money comes her way, when she's...
So you are going to judge me for not doing Hobo Eddie Murphy, but you're not going to do Hooky Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, I am going to do Hooker Jamie
Lee Curtis. You're not going to marry...
I'm going to murder old-ass Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay.
Bang Hooker Jamie Lee Curtis and marry rich, annoying...
What are you talking about? You would be, like, friends with... First of all, they're all well off. Second of all, you would hate the fiancé chick and you'd like both the other ones. Why would you want to marry that evil fiancé one who you find less attractive?
I'm not trying to get married, but I can't have my wife being a hooker.
So you're fucking doing the same thing. You were all about how racist I was and how I could talk to a hobo because we got his shit together.
Yeah, but your hobo is not having sex with other people for her living.
He probably is. He's probably doing disgusting things.
Who's having sex with this hobo?
Well, he's Eddie Murphy.
You're not even having sex with this hobo.
I am.
Yeah, and he's super grateful for it.
So seriously, you couldn't marry an ex-hooker no matter what.
An ex-hooker? That's clean.
It's Jamie Lee Curtis, the character is not a hooker anymore when she gets the money.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, like if she grows her hair out and looks like this again.
You can't get her to grow her hair out. She'll wear that wig, though.
The wig was kind of gross.
The wig was so gross. I was so glad when that left. You can maybe convince her to get a different wig.
Well, who was having sex with her because she had that wig on?
80s boys. Gross 80s men.
Did she have the short hair because her hair was thinning? Like a man's hair?
Oh, my God. No.
She might be hermaphrodite, too. That's the other thing about 45-year-old Jamie Lee Curtis that I really got to deal with and weigh. 45-year-old Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, how old is Jamie Lee Curtis now?
Probably like 60.
Is that how old she is?
Jamie Lee Curtis is 54.
She's not looking good. That means like 10 years before she looks like she looks now, and she looked like she looked now for a little while now. So definitely dead.
Okay.
But
you're always trying to convince me of this, where you could marry Jamie Lee Curtis and like cheat on her and then be like a famous director. You could like be a famous director. Connected with the film industry.
Robin, I'm trying to be someone with integrity. So I'm marrying the rich chick. I'm killing the hooker.
I'm
having sex with the hooker, and I'm killing old Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, wait, no. What were you saying again?
I'm saying, Jamie Lee Curtis could hook you up in Hollywood.
Yeah, but she's gonna destroy me when she finds out I've been trying to cheat on her.
Just keyword focus there, on her keyword titties.
Keyword there, by the way, is trying.
Right. Just focus on her titties.
No, they're sagging. So old and sagging. It's not good. So is he always taking shits all the time because of all that activity he has to eat? He's constantly taking shits.
At least she's regular.
A fucking bathroom would be destroyed.
She's not constipated. You have like 10 bathrooms. She's rich.
Ugh, you know she's going to be using the master bedroom bathroom. She's going to come
There's
out.
There's two master bedroom bathrooms.
Because we're not sleeping together anymore. She's coming out of the master bedroom bathroom. Just wafting of like shit air. Just flies in her. She's like, you ready for sex, honey?
Yogurt shit.
It's like an open thing of Activia with like a spoon in it just sitting next to the bed. Just like lying, facing away from me, farting all night.
Ew.
And I can't like not eat food when it's there. So I'm definitely going to just like decide I'm hungry one day and just eat Activia constantly. Like I never think about how horrible I'm going to feel later when I'm eating
She's
food
rich
now.
Enough to have more than fucking Activia in her fridge.
That's all that's what I picture is in her house. It's just nothing but Activia.
Activia.
She's always using it to like make things.
Gross. You can make a cheesecake with Activia.
I made a fruit and yogurt smoothie.
But she could hook you up. You could have a career you want.
Yeah, but you're the same 40, like young Jamie Lee Curtis, totally.
And that hooker also, who is young Jamie Lee Curtis, moved to an island. You could just go to the island and
but
hang out.
That's because she got rich by a very special set of circumstances.
She is at the end. So, okay, at the end of the movie, she ended up breaking up with Dan Aykroyd, and then you are vacationing and you start dating.
Oh, yeah, she's rich. Yeah, done. Okay. Former hooker, rich ass Jamie Lee Curtis, who might have herpes. That then I'll have sex with hot rich chick, is really annoying, and she would just hate me so much anyway.
Oh, yeah, she'd hate you. She liked Dan Aykroyd.
But Dan Aykroyd is not nearly as insufferable as I am. So, I'd have sex with her. Married, she'd hate me just so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I have to kill rich old Jamie Lee Curtis, but I gotta kill old Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right, that's fine.
There we go. All
right, good episode.
Yeah.
Goodbye.